T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is going to be a game that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to miss Le'Veon Bell. You're going to wish you paid him for games like this.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you why. Now all the attention goes to AB. No running game. Now what does Bill Belichick do great? Take away the number one option. That is AB. He will get double teamed. That is what Antonio Brown is going to see, and they're going to make it hard on him all game long. And then you got Stephon Gilmore that's going to follow Juju. It's going to make it hard on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they lose this game. The Patriots find a way.
James Jones on NFL Network, and it's time to talk to another NFL Network guy. Let's call him our Le'Veon Bell insider, Dave Damashek, Pittsburgh native, a guy I'm a huge fan of, Chris. Used to have him on my night show all the time, and then I got paired with Cook, and Ron hates fun, so we didn't have him on for a while, and I'm happy to have him back, Dave Damashek. Dave, what happened with Le'Veon Bell? You would know. Was he afraid to come back because he thought he'd fail a drug test? What's the truth here? Give us the facts.
Oh, I didn't know that was the latest rumor. First of all, it's been too long with both you fellas, and mazel tov on the pairing and the time slot and all the success. Unfortunately, or fortunately for you, for talking points, the Steelers season has provided way too much melodrama, including Le'Veon Bell. The true real story is, and it's funny because Maurice Jones-Drew shares an agent with him, so it was pretty clear that Bell never had an intention of coming back until week 11. And I really do think, and it's not just on Le'Veon and his agent, it's also on the Steelers side and even the NFL. The language in the contract is so murky that they all were asking each other questions, as far as I can tell, about, so does this mean if he never shows up and never signs anything that we get him at that second year rate, or does it go to the third year of the franchise tag? That stuff was unclear, and literally within about a week and a half or two before week 11 finally arrived, they were literally asking that question. Wait, so I don't have to show up and sign anything? Well, then why am I ever going to show up? That's as far as I can tell. I haven't heard the drug stuff or anything like
that. No, that's just been every one of our callers who wants to believe that Le'Veon Bell's back smoking dope. That's why you can't trust this guy. Dave, you are...
Dave, Le'Veon, dude. Yeah. He don't want to be here. We don't need him, dude. Jimmy Connor's just as good.
I'd rather... Here's what we've actually heard. Chris, Andrew, I'd rather lose with Connor than win with Bell. That's how I feel. Well, those people are actually getting that, Dave. And here's what I want to ask you. Yeah, they're getting what they wish for here. You're a guy that likes fun.
Happy early Christmas.
You're a guy that likes fun, and the Steelers are a fun team. This is something non-Bell related, although his drama was part of this. They are fun if you love headlines. As a fan of the team and also a guy who enjoys having a good time and making jokes, do you like sort of the way the Steelers conduct their business?
See, that makes me laugh. No, I have my limits. I enjoy some mirth, but this goes, sometimes people go too far. And the 2018 Steelers have done exactly that. I mean, listen, it was kind of funny, the Jags and then into the Broncos and getting intercepted by a fat guy at the goal line and all that stuff. But ever since then, it's become nauseating for me. So my answer is absolutely not. I'm not entertained by this in the least. And I'm somebody who, like you say, not just laughs, but I'm a journey, not destination guy. And Roethlisberger certainly gives us more highs and lows than the more surgical guys like Brady or Drew Brees provide their fan bases.
Dave, who do you blame for the drama here?
Man, I've been going around and around about this, and I'll tell you, I'll name drop a little bit for you. I'll just say collectively, of all the guys who I talk to who are tied in, either current players or ex-players who work at NFL Network, it's interesting to me that while they can poke holes in what Mike Tomlin's done over the course of this year and the last couple of years, it's crazy that 100% of them, and I say, well, isn't Mike Tomlin, do you blame him? Do you fault him? I mean, This is a team that for a half decade has the best receiver in the 21st century, a Hall of Fame QB, and the best running back in the game, and they didn't even get to a Super Bowl together. This is like the 1980-ish Chargers era or the Green Bay Packers fan over the last 27 years having had never worse than the third-best quarterback in Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers, and they only won the same number of Super Bowls as Flacco and Dilfer brought to Baltimore. Now we're kind of in that seat. Yeah, we didn't even get the Super Bowl with this group of guys. I feel like that is Tomlin's fault, and yet every guy I ask about it, everybody I talk to, says, oh, no, no, you cannot blame Mike Tomlin. He's one of the best coaches there is. You definitely want to retain him. He is not the issue. And, in fact, most people seem to put it on our QB shoulders.
Yeah. Why do you
even
think that is?
Le'Veon Bell.
Why do you think it is that former players?
Well, we played all the time. Deion Sanders and Shannon Sharp every Sunday night kill
them. Tomlinson, why do all these former greats crush Roethlisberger? Have you gotten any intel into what, if anything, they specifically have against him?
I feel like that it's something to do with he doesn't they're accustomed to the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees method, which is overtly at least the public-facing image of all those guys is, that faux humble kind of a thing and team guy and all that. And whether or not that's true behind the scenes is another matter. Maybe the national guys are reading more into the statements that go public. And as far as that goes, go back to 3 minutes ago. I like fun. I like a QB who says something. And we all claim that that's what we want. We want them to be sincere and tell us what they think about things. But then Ben Roethlisberger opens his mouth about stuff and gets lambasted for having done that. And I think that the insinuation is that he's pointing fingers in the locker room. I don't get that sense. He really is. You guys have talked to Roethlisberger. He is, like most great athletes, a chip on the shoulder guy. And he's one of those guys who will say, I think they'll appreciate me more once I'm gone. And for whatever reason, that I think he's right about that. I think people do not Roethlisberger, they draft the difference in standard and the way we perceive these guys. Ben Roethlisberger gets ruined after the draft for saying, why did they take a quarterback behind me? And then goes right back to doing whatever he's doing. It wasn't a major story as much as people made it out to be. Conversely, Tom Brady actually goes to Bob Kraft and says, trade this guy Garoppolo behind me. I can't play like this. He gets him shipped across the nation to the other coast, and you barely hear boo about it now.
Wasn't that because Brady wins more? Isn't that because Brady wins a hell of a lot more and owns Roethlisberger?
Well, one thing I'm not going to do is try and make a case for anything other than that Tom Brady owns the Steelers collectively in a fashion that we own the Bengals or the Browns or anybody else you want to talk to. It's humiliating. It really is at this point. For all the things that we black and gold fans can point to, our previous ownership disrupted last spring by the Capitals and the Bengals and the Browns and everybody else, and those one-sided things. This is embarrassing. The Steelers are just positively dominated and humiliated by another NFL organization. I mean, where's the dignity? Yeah, I know, but your point is right. Yeah, I guess Brady wins more, and that, as they say, forgives a lot.
Dave Damashek, NFL Network. If the Steelers miss the playoffs, what changes do you want to see?
You know, on one hand, if we're glass half full.
Yep.
Tomlin deserves some credit if this team does, let's say, if it can get to 9 wins, which right now it doesn't look like they're going to unless something that I don't think that we're expecting to have happen in these next couple weeks happens there. But, you know, not just one of the Steelers' best players, but one of the best players in football, no showed on them, and they were under the impression he was going to show up. I mean, the season had already begun before they realized that one of their star players wasn't coming back. And I do think that there would have been an even more severe implosion with different head coaches. But the fact remains, they are still, even without Le'Veon Bell, so overwhelmingly talented on offense. And they also, by the way, have one of the best offensive lines we know. And the other thing that people don't talk enough about, the thing that we've wasted as much as anything, the high-end talent last year and into this year, is that the football gods have more or less smiled on the Steelers in terms of health. We can talk about who's, you know, Marcus Gilbert hasn't played in a while and so on, but those are pretty minor injuries. Fine, James Conner is out, but other teams have way more significant injuries in terms of quality of player and quantity of players lost. Think about over last year and this year, how relatively lucky the Steelers have been, and we still haven't taken advantage of it.
Would you fire Keith Butler if you were Art Rooney
II?
Yeah, I
definitely would. Yeah, but I mean, that's a fall guy. That's a classic fall guy. Whose defense is it really? Is it Keith Butler's or is it Mike Tomlin?
Good question.
And would you say? And in fact, if I, you know, I brought that up to name drop. I talked to Willie McGinnis about this, and you know, longtime Patriot, obviously understands how Belichick's brain works as much as anybody's. And the two illuminating things that he says about that are, one, they kicked Dick LeBeau to the curb, and at the time, I was fully in favor of it for all LeBeau. Really, the defense performed better against Brady's teams than the current incarnation of the defense did. And the other one to watch out for is, and we'll see if Roethlisberger, between last year and this year, has gotten a little bit better with this, although he did play well in Hines against the Pats last December, is everything that Belichick does defensively. It's just crazy and sounds overly simplistic, but it is based around the egos of these high-end QBs and their offensive coordinators who all cannot resist the temptation to try and push the ball downfield instead of taking what the Patriots will give them. The Patriots will, again, give the Steelers 10 yards at a time drives, but Ben Roethlisberger typically has to try and stick that one in there, and that is his undoing against the Patriots.
Well, they'll just they'll wait till he gets to the red zone because he'll reliably throw an interception or two down there. So,
hey, Dave, I don't know if you heard about this, but the Rivers Casino took its first sports bet today, and the first bet was made by a season ticket holder of the Steelers, a lifelong fan, who put $11,000 on the Patriots -3. On Sunday. Is that fan heresy, or is that just smart football? What are your thoughts?
I think it's a disgrace. That's fine. There are plenty of other games out there that you can lay your scoots on. You don't bet against the home team. They should have rejected it. You know what would have been the greatest promotion that place could have issued to the public there? Is to say, we refuse to take this action. That would have said something. Then they would have the gates would have been flooded if they knew that was the mentality there. But let's not talk about anything other than these little wagers and who you're picking. Filippone.
Yes.
I mean, listen, what's done is done. The water has run under the bridges, and that's it. That's all rear-view mirror stuff.
Yes.
I don't want – it's not about – whether or not you get paid by somebody, some shadowy figure who's trying to get you to do it. I need you to do it, and I need you to do it for the right reason. Because it's like in Frozen, you know, a true love's kiss. If you just do it, if you just go through it and you kiss the Steelers because you feel like you're supposed to, or I should say kiss the Patriots, thereby giving the victory to the Steelers, then it's not going to work. It has to come from the heart. Can you summon what it takes to convince yourself to pick the Patriots this week?
It's the million-dollar question.
To be continued. Dave, we'll talk to you again soon, man. I appreciate
the
love.
Hey, man, listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you, friend. You know, this isn't game time.
Dave, you're cutting out. We're losing you. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
You better do the right thing, Pony. Talk him into it. Back to him, Chris. And muzzle tub on the baby, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Here we go, Steelers.
See you, Dave. Dave Damashek, again, trying to goad me into taking the Patriots.
It's my favorite subplot of the
season. Why has
this
become such a viral thing? Why do so many people care about my picks?
Because
your picks have been just as bad lately.
But I don't. But I kind of don't have
this
the reputation.
BS, Jeff.
My picks have been worse lately. Your picks have been worse all season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.